SBS Radio.
Kasama nating muli ang masayahin at napakaganda ng boses na si Carl De Villa. Good morning, Carl.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Parang ano, no? Parang breakfast na breakfast, eh, no?
Yes.
Good morning, good morning.
Nagbabalik ka. We had you less than a year ago.
Correct.
In March, I think. At napakalaking taon ng 2018 para sa'yo. Alam ko, naging napakaabala mo. Isa-isahin natin.
sige. Walang problema.
Simula nung ikaw ay makasama namin, nagkaroon ka ng The Prince Tribute.
Yes.
Can you tell us about this?
Prince Tribute, it's a group of 6 individuals. And we normally perform somewhere in this, like, in the CBD, in Sydney. And most of our gigs are usually sold out tickets, which is a good thing. I think 7 or 8 consecutive sold out shows.
Wow.
For Prince. Yeah.
So all the songs are Prince songs.
Yes. From start to finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And dahil isa kang Bruno Mars fan, syempre, meron ding The Bruno Mars Show Australia.
Yeah.
Gano'ng katagal to?
Siguro, it started bago lang, recently lang mga, I think, August.
July
last year lang. It was our first show, was in South Juniors, sold out. Wow. Which was very interesting because I would not expect for the first show to be sold out. And the audience themselves, it's very wide. Like, for the first time I saw in South Juniors, may mga bata na nanonood. And at the same time, may mga oldies. And I think that's a good reason why Bruno Mars songs are always good, because it brings all generations in one event.
So did you dress up like Bruno Mars?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah. Sige, aminin ko. Oh, sige. Oo. Yes, I did. Yeah. Pero hindi ko magaya yung hair niya kasi masyadong kulot. Eh, ako medyo wavy lang yung hair ko.
Ano paborito mong kanta ni Bruno Mars?
Kung slow songs man, I think Versace on the Floor. I think it's because it's very passionate.
Mm.
Like, I know I have a partner, and I think if you sing that to your partner, it's so sexy. And kung gusto mo naman ng funky, of course, the never-ending uptown funk.
Yeah.
Na mapabata ka man o matanda ka man, syempre, mapapasayo ka talaga sa beat niya.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
At 2018 din, inilabas ang unang single.
Yes, Tagalog.
Okay Lang.
Yeah, by Caillou. It was really nice. Like, I think majority of our audiences or crowd who accept Okay Lang was, I think, from Canada, from Australia. We also have some listeners from the Middle East and the US, and of course in the Philippines as well, which is a really good thing.
Dahil ito ay available sa iTunes?
Yes, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, name it. Tilda, Tidal, I can't remember
lahat.
Anything. Deezer, yun lahat na yan.
At ang storya ng Okay Lang, ito yung napag-usapan natin bago pa inilabas o bago pa ninyo i-produce talaga ito, ano, at mai-record.
Yeah.
Nung una ka naming makasama dito, parang sinasabi mo na it will be released soon, and finally it was released in April of 2018. Anong kwento ng Okay Lang?
It's a very sad song, to be honest. Like, kung ako man ay iniwanan, para bang
okay lang.
hindi okay lang, eh. Parang okay lang pero hindi okay lang. Like, you're still in that mode na you're still depressed and sad about what happened with the relationship.
Dahil alam ko sa mga Pilipino, pag sinabing okay lang, medyo may iba rin connotation.
Yeah,
to, diba?
it's a period and at the same time a question mark or an exclamation point na hindi mo maintindihan na okay lang.
May pero, double meaning siya.
Oo. Gawin natin triple meaning.
At bukod sa Okay Lang, Walk Away, English song.
First English song. It was arranged by O.C. Cabarse, again, the songwriter and the arranger for Okay Lang. Again, I think it's a sad song. It's about knowing why an individual or why your partner left you without even knowing kung bakit.
Ikaw sumulat nito?
Yes, ako sumulat.
may partner ka, pero bakit itong dalawang single na to ay sad songs?
Sad songs.
May pinanghuhugutan.
Hindi naman. It's part of our life, to be honest, where we have some moments na we are depressed and we are sad, possibly because of our pasts.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of us can relate to that depression or sadness sa in relation to having someone who you expected to be with, but then they're not there.
But it's a good thing that they left dahil meron kang happy times ngayon, di ba?
Yeah, tama.
Mm. Pinag-usapan na natin ang happy times. Masaya na naging bahagi ka ng All Together Now?
All Together Now! Yes, I'm one of the judges for All Together Now. It was a wonderful experience.
At ang ganda ng buhok mo doon.
Ang haba, no? Ang haba, I mean, masyadong mataas. Parang planta lang na, no? Tinubuan.
Spray net yun?
Hindi! Real hair ko yun. Spray net.
Parang naitaas.
ang gamit ko, dry wax from, mention ko ba yung brand? Sige, brand. From Bench in the Philippines. Oh. I still have it. And I'm thankful for Bench. Although this is a non-sponsored, you know.
Usage.
Yeah, usage. Thank you. And also a mixture of hairspray. So dry wax tapos hairspray.
Mm. Pag ba lumalabas ka sa telebisyon o kahit sa mga show mo, kailangan ba talagang appropriate yung hairstyle?
At first, based on my experience, at first you want like the best foot forward para sa iyo, right?
Mm-mm.
But at the end of the show, with too much excitement, too much going on with the audience, being happy, being joyful about on the performance, dancing and shouting and singing at the same time, of course, masisira talaga buhok mo at the end of the show. Nangyari yan many times, trust me. Akala mo perfect
kahit
yung hair
na
ko?
May retouch, ano?
Oh, hindi. Hindi pwede. Lalo na kung humid ang panahon.
Mm-mm.
Like ngayon, kung may video tayo ngayon, makikita mo mataas yung hair ko, pero mamaya, tingnan natin.
Bababagsak na.
Makikita mo, Carl, bakit may bangs ka?
Pero tell us about, kasi ito yung initial showing ng All Together Now Australia, di ba?
Yes.
Para sa mga hindi nakapanood, ano ang pinaka sum up ng show? Ito ay may mga contestants and yung 100 judges has to say something or have to vote for that particular contestant.
Yeah, so it's kind of like human karaoke. So you with karaoke, you get a score. If you're a good singer, then you get a 60 score. And if you're a professional or a very good singer, then you get 100 scores. So the aim for the series altogether now is to have 100 judges to stand up for you as a performer. Even if you're an amateur singer or not, it also depends on the song choice itself.
Mm.
Kaya, like, sabi natin, you hit the notes, but then we're not familiar with the song. So, may mga judges na, I would say, sabi natin, like for me, for example, I would not stand for that song just because I do not know the song and I could not relate to the song.
So, yun yung sunod kong tanong. Anong dapat gawin o anong dapat kantahin? Ano ang boses ng isang contestant for you to stand up for them?
Good question, because if you focus on a specific genre, maybe research more about maybe, let's just say, top 100 or top 50 from that specific genre. And then if it's famous amongst the crowd, then do it.
Mm.
Kung sabihin natin, ano bang kanta to? Yung from, turn around every now and then I get a little bit nervous and I really need you tonight. Yung ganun na song. Syempre, lahat ng tao alam yung kanta na yun. Of course, I could relate to the song, whether I'm from the 80s or 90s or noughties, or even like this generation, they would know the song. Kaya, possible, mapapatayo ako.
So, dapat popular song?
Possibly, yeah. I would say definitely. It has to be a popular song. And if it's not a popular song, make me entice.
Or dapat talagang mataas ang boses. Or hindi naman mataas ang boses.
Maganda yung delivery mo, and then if you're the performer or you're the contestant in front of me, I want you to open my heart. Not just my heart. I want you to also open my soul.
Mm.
I want you to make me cry from the inside.
Mm.
Ganon.
Lalim.
Oo. May pinahuhugutan kasi, kaya emotional.
Paano pinili yung 100 judges?
It's mostly diversity in the music industry. The good thing is, the judges themselves are very different. We have judges from drags to an impersonator, for example. We have from opera performers to rock glam performers or individuals. From producers to DJs. And from recording artists to tribute artists. And I'm one of those tribute artists na nakasama sa 100 judges.
So all of the judges has something to do with music talaga.
Yes, it's musically related. Yeah.
Paano nakatulong ang experience mo being a singer sa pagiging judge mo?
Nakatulong siya in a way na I get to know a lot of musicians in different aspects or in different music categories. Different genres.
Like genres.
Genres, yeah. Different genres, I'd say. Kasi it's kind of like an introduction of what music is and at the same time knowing what music could be like. Because music is a language. It might be a language for rock, a language for ballad, interpretative language, or like anything. And you are all together sa panel na yon so that you can... You have something in common.
Mm-mm.
Kumbaga. You have something in common in the music industry.
2019, is there another sequel for All Together Now? Or kailangan bawal pa mag-spill?
Hindi ako producer para mag-ano, para sabihin. And, to be honest, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
And if there is one, then you can check it on my website, carldevilla.com.au. And for any updates, for any events for this year.
Speaking of events, sinimulan mo ang 2019 sa napakaraming mga gigs na.
Yeah, a fair bit, I would say.
Sinimulan mo sa Latino Rhythm?
Yeah, it was a very nice production from Sixpack. Sixpack Production created this Latino Rhythm production for in South Juniors on 12th of January, and I believe it was sold out as well, and it was a good experience because somehow it's not Bruno Mars, it's not Prince, it's not 80s, but then I get to perform something different, which is may mga like Copacabana style, Copacabana songs, Rio de Janeiro, or Living La Vida Loca, which are the songs that I normally don't sing.
A Ricky Martin song?
Yes, Ricky Martin song. Yeah.
Okay. You are a Bruno Mars and Prince fan, pero what does it mean for you to be an Australian musical talent?
Considering the fact that Bruno Mars is in the US and Prince... passed away, and as an Aussie performer, you get to sing their hits in our country, and therefore for those diehard fans, for Bruno Mars, for example, at sa mga hindi maka afford para pumunta ng US and watch ng concert or watch the concert here in Australia, you have a cheaper version of like me performing it for you guys, not to impersonate, but I'll provide you a hint of my skills, like a hint of my style, but of course retain what Bruno Mars or Prince did for that music.
Kumbaga, sabi nga, ito yung Aussie version.
Parang ganun. Yeah, tama.
Sa mga gigs mo, you've done Lunar New Year last year. Yes. Ngayon ba meron din?
Hindi ko pa alam kung meron siya sa Parramatta for Lunar New Year. I'll be in Django at Camelot, Marrickville. Sa 1st of February for 80s funk tribute.
Wow, so, I can see it's Madonna, Whitney Houston.
Tama, pero hindi ako si Madonna, hindi ako si Whitney. Ako yung ano, parang
MJ.
Michael Jackson, yeah, ganun. Yeah.
Bilang isang tribute singer or artist, mahirap ba like doing tribute for Prince? Mahirap ba pumili or kantahin yung mga kanta ng mga syempre kilala at talagang legend, kumbaga, sa music?
Kung kaya mong kantahin ang kanta nila, then why not? And the question there is, I think, how you deliver the song. Kung kaya mong i-deliver ang Prince, for example, then do it with passion. do it with style. Mm. So, ang ginagawa ko, especially for Prince tributes, what I do is I wear high heels with corset just to distinguish that I am the performer for that night and I'm doing Prince for tonight. And for Bruno Mars, if I do Bruno Mars, I will wear a jacket. Ano tawag doon? Yung song.
Parang, yung distinct para sa kanya talaga.
Yeah, distinct para for that singer or for that performer or artist. And at the same time, ayun, andun pa rin ako, Carl Davila.
Upcoming shows?
Upcoming shows. Aside from Port On, I have, well, 6th of April, I think, which is in St. George Motorboat Club in Sans Souci. That's the Prince tribute. Camelot Lounge on the 7th of June, which is also a Prince tribute. June 12th at Juniors, that would be, I think that would be the Bruno Mars tribute. Mm. So come and watch me perform those artists, and I'm certain that I would not disappoint you.
Definitely not.
If I did, you can provide your feedback at my Twitter or Instagram.
You can bash him.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I'm used to it, trust me.
Kung meron kang isang singer pa bukod kay Bruno Mars at Prince na gusto mong magbigay
tribute.
Mm-hmm. Sino? Maybe an Aussie singer?
An Aussie singer? Maybe I would say Jimmy Bonds. Yeah, Jimmy Bonds, he's a great singer in here in Australia, and with those high notes, I might not be able to reach those notes, but I can probably tone it down a little bit. Right? And yeah, Jimmy Bonds or the love of my life, Adele.
Ooh.
A male singer performing Adele.
Wow. Diba? Thank you very much, Carl Davila.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna Lynn.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.